Thank you for calling customer support. It's Demetrius speaking. I'm the supervisor here. How can I help you?
Hi, Demetrius. I am shocked to find out that I have a Limitless Fitness Impact. He said it was a platinum gold smartwatch. I never ordered that. I don't wear watches, and I never ordered it. I'm being charged $67.32 for nothing. And it's supposed to be every month, and I'm like, what? Would you please reinstate the money as well as take me off your account? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Verify your shipping address for me.
1876 Hagers, H-A-G-E-R-S, Point Lane in Denver, North Carolina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I do see here this for our Platinum Watch smartwatch. All right. Do you remember paying $7.95 for shipping and handling?
That's a question. Did I pay that?
I said, do you remember paying $7.95 for shipping and handling?
No.
Did you receive a smartwatch?
No.
Do you think anybody else in your household maybe ordered this, ma'am?
I know my husband did not. He has pancreatic cancer, and he's not on the computer at all anymore.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, if you are claiming this is a fraudulent charge, ma'am, we can put this under a fraud investigation where so we contact local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge to order from. During a fraud investigation, they do prosecute fraud or false fraud charges. But if you do not want to go through the fraud investigation, we can do a 35% refund of the charge. But if you're sure you didn't order this, ma'am, we have the fraud investigation for you.
What does that entail? I mean, you explained that to me, but what does that mean practically speaking? Do police come to my house and question me? Do you send me forms? What does that entail?
We just contact them, provide them with the IP address so they can find out who actually ordered the product.
You contact who?
Your local police and provide them with the IP number so they can verify where the actual charge was ordered from, where it started from.
That's crazy. Why would I bother the police with something like this? They have so much to do on their plate. I mean, really.
Somebody's fraudulently using your card.
Well, I don't know what happened, but it's fraudulent. I did not order a platinum gold smartwatch. That's what she said it came up as. Platinum gold, really?
Platinum,
and I'm getting
platinum ultra smartwatch.
Oh, platinum, let me get it right, ultra.
Smartwatch.
Smartwatch. And I'm being charged $67.32 every month.
Yes, ma'am. It is monthly if it is not canceled.
Well, what does that supposed to cover? $67.32. What is that supposed to cover?
Yes, ma'am. When you're signing up for this, you also are signing up for our factory direct savings store, in which there is a charge of that $67.32. It provides you with...
Go ahead. It's some store that I'm providing savings for a store?
It's called the Factory Direct Savings Store. We provide you with a $125 gift card voucher that you can use on our site to order different products.
Oh, my gosh. I would never, and my husband, I would never sign up for such a stupid thing like that. I mean, it's stupid to me. And I don't want to bother the police officers. I want this taken off right now, Demetrius. Because I'm going to call you guys fraudulent unless you do this.
We're not fraudulent,
I mean,
ma'am. Somebody had to put in the card information on our site.
Fine.
That's why we have a fraud investigation.
Or
we can do the 35%
refund. I want it taken off, Demetrius. 35%? 35%?
We can do 35% or we can go through the fraud investigation, ma'am. Proving it's a fraudulent charge.
Go through the fraud investigation then and bother the police officers. Go ahead.
Sure. Provide me a few seconds, please, while I put that information.
Pardon?
I said, provide me a few seconds while I input that information, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What a crock. You're located in California? Demetrius?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you
sorry.
There? Are you you're located in California then?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
What is your address?
Well, we're third party. Do you want the company
address? Yeah.
Let me see here.
What do you mean you're a third party? Who are you representing?
We're third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
And you're doing this for, what is the name of the company?
The name of the company is Platinum Ultra.
Platinum Ultra. And their address?
Unfortunately, I would not have that information, ma'am. I do apologize.
What is your address, Demetrius?
We're located in Santa Ana, California.
What is the address?
We're located in Santa Ana, California.
I heard you. What is the address?
Let's see
here. What's the zip code?
That I would not have on me, ma'am. I mean, because we're pulling up your account, ma'am.
You live in that area. What is the address?
I would not have that information, ma'am. I do apologize.
No, you don't apologize. You're lying.
Why would I need to lie, ma'am?
What? You don't know the company that you're dealing with? You don't know their address?
No, ma'am. We just handle customer support for them, ma'am, for the Platinum Ultra.
Do you have another phone that I can call?
Another phone?
Uh-huh, that I can call for the Ultra, what's it called, Ultra?
Platinum Ultra? No, ma'am. We handle customer support for them.
So you're the only contact that I have between whoever they are and myself. You're the go-between.
Yes, ma'am. We handle customer support for them.
And you're not able to, don't say that again. And you're not able to give me any more information than this.
Really?
You're not able to give me any other contact information. I think this is an absolute sham.
No, ma'am, it would be a scam if I'm trying to help you get the refunds back, ma'am.
No, you're not. I want to be able to call the Better Business Bureau, so I need to know more information.
Okay.
Well, what
would
can
just
you
look,
give me?
That would be all the information I'd have, ma'am. Can I finish putting that fraud investigation for you, please?
What can I say? I need more information to call Better Business Bureau. What is the name of your company?
I'm sorry?
What is the name of your company?
We are third party, ma'am. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. We're
and
just customer
no
support,
name?
Ma'am. No, ma'am.
That's the name of your company, customer support?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the name of your company?
Yes, ma'am.
Customer support?
Yes, ma'am. All right, provide me a few seconds while I finish putting that fraud investigation, please. Thank you. All right, ma'am, while the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue the refunds for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. If we do need any more information from you during the fraud investigation, we will contact you. Is this your email here? PRISCILLAV@bellsouth.net.
That is my email.
All right. But those refunds should go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
The refund amount is how much?
I'm issuing 3 refunds of $67.32 for you.
Okay. You know what? Demetrius, I thank you very much. And if I hear anything more about this, I mean, I am going to call the Better Business Bureau. I am going to be saying that somebody was, it's fraudulent, whatever it was. I mean, that is crazy. It really is. I'm sorry, Demetrius. I'm sorry. You know, it's not your fault, I'm sure.
Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, not really. You can pray for my husband, who is going to be dying soon. And so I'm sorry, I'm under a lot of pressure here. So I appreciate what you have to do, okay?
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.